Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Beis. We're up to Sif Yud. We are on the third line on page Peites, the page following 176. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, Haruchetz Yodov, one who washes his hands, Tov Linagvam Bakayach Zobazo, Ulahasir Mehem Hamayim Kifiyacholto Kodem Shiekanchem Bemapa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one who washes his hands, it's good to dry them with some strength, one against the other, in order to get off the extra water that is there as much as possible before you're going to dry them on a cloth. So you want to basically rub your hands together, get off as much water as possible, and then you could dry your hands on a mappa. That is because we don't want to wet a mappa like we've been discussing. The Ramah says, V'yesha kasu de lochosh lazeh. There are those who write that you do not have to be concerned for this. D'lo amrinan shriyas beged zehu kibusu b'chia gafna. We don't say that soaking a garment is considered a laundering in such a case. De'ein zeh rak derech lichluch. This is a way of dirtying the cloth. You're drying your hands after washing them from the dirt, so there's still dirt on your hands, so drying your hands on a cloth, that's derech lichluch, and therefore says the Ramah, there are those who write that we're not concerned for this, you don't have to bother shaking off the water, you could dry your hands, no problem. V'chein ohagim, it says the Ramah, that is the minuk. Continues the Ramah, v'lochein mutter l'nagev yodov b'beged shehetu botinok meiraglayim. For this reason, one is allowed to dry his hands on a garment that a tinok wet meiraglayim in that garment. Kedei levatlam. Your kavana is to mevatel the meiraglayim. You want to daven with that garment on or in front of that garment, so you have to mevatel the meiraglayim. So you can wash your hands in order to dry them on this garment, and that will be fine based on this minhag. She'ein ze rak derech lichluch ba'alma. This is also only considered derech lichluch, and therefore it is mutter. So you can dry your hands on the water that's on that timavatul the meiraglayim, but you can't pour water on the garment in order to mevatel the meiraglayim. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, beginning in Sifkata Memtes. So the Mechaber said a tremendous chumrah that one who washes his hands, he has to wipe them off each other. He has to rub them against each other to get off any excess water before he starts drying them on the mappa. Aval midina shari l'shtei deos hanal b'hagol l'kaneh b'mappa. Me'ikra din, it's 100% mutter to dry your hands right away with a mappa. Kamosha kosav b'hagol, like the Ramah writes over here. So the Ramah we had in Sif Tes says this. The Ramah that we have in Sif Yud says this. The Mechaber is bringing down a very big chumrah, and that is that when you wash your hands, you have to wipe them against each other to get off any excess water before you dry them. But Zok the Ramah and Zok the Mishabura Medina Shari L'shtei Deos Hanal. Sif Kota Nun Gimul and Nagvum B'Koach. You have to dry them with some koach, with some strength. Who Kedei Lotzeis Gam Das Hayesh Machmirim Shekasu L'malo B'Sof Sif Kota Lametes. This Mechaber is coming to try to satisfy the sheet of the Yesh Machmirim that we wrote earlier in Sifkot Lamites, the Svir Lu that they hold, the Bechol Gavni Amrina Shriyaso Zohi Kibuso Afshu Derech Lichluch. We brought down one Machmir sheet that holds that Shriyaso Zohi Kibuso, even if it is Derech Lichluch. So even though your hands are dirty, so by drying them, you're dirtying the mappa. This shita is machmir and says that soaking a garment is laundering even if it is derech lichluch. Ella, but the imhu ma'at ma'im, if it's only a little bit of water, sovrim de'im bazem mishum chshash kibus, then even this shita holds there's no concern about kibus. So one who says that even derech lichluch, we're worried about shriyoso zeo kibus, so that's only if there's a lot of water. If there's only a little water, even there are matir, so therefore you shake off, you rub off the excess water, and then you could dry the hands that have the lichluch on them on the mappa. Ach, mishum de'enonu biki in eze mikri ma'at, we're not experts at what's considered a little bit of water. L'kach kosu de mina kosher she'enagev yada b'koach, and therefore the Ramah says, the proper thing to do is to rub your hands together, get off as much water as possible before you dry them, to make sure that you're not using a lot of water. This way it's considered a little water, and therefore it would be mutter. The Ramah then argued very strongly and wrote, V'yesha kasu de'ein lochosh lazeh. There are those who write, you don't have to be concerned about this. De'lo amrinan shriyas bege zeu kibusu b'chia gavna. We don't say shriyaso zeu kibusu in such a case. De'ein zeh rak derech lichluch. This is the way of dirtying a garment. So we're not going to say the soaking of it in the dirty water. That is the kibbutz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Sev katan an alav derech lichlo, sheyadav meluchlochos umetunav behemes amapa." Your hands are dirty. You're drying off your dirty hands that you are washing, so you're just making the mappa dirty. We're not going to say shriyoz el kibuso when you in fact are just dirtying the mappa. V'dafka b'mappa v'kayotze b'hem she'ein derech lahakpid al amayim atfuchim. This heter is only by a mappa or something similar that you're not normally makpid on it having water in it. But if you're going to be drying your hands on some kind of cloth that you're normally makpid during the week that it shouldn't be wet, that's going to be usher on Shabbos mitam shema yovel u'deschita. Because then we're worried you might have to squeeze it out. So when do we say derech lichlo is okay? If you're doing it on a garment that you don't care if it's wet, you're not going to squeeze it out. But if it's on a begin or a mappa that you're makpid during the week that it shouldn't be wet, so now, even though you don't have a problem with shriyoso derech kibuso, but still, schita is going to be aser, and if it's a beggar that you're makpid not to have water in, you have a separate problem that you might come to squeeze it out. Kemosha kosov simin shin alef sif men bov. Kain kosov amogin avrom, so writes the Magen Avraham. V'ayin l'prima godem she'achriya. Look in the prima godem was ma'achriya, didafka b'mayim merubim. This concern of schita is only if you are drying your hands with a lot of water. But if you're only placing a small amount of water, which is normal the way you find it when you're drying your hands, it's only a little bit of water, then we are not worried about schita at all. Therefore, the El Yerabba, the Tosef HaShabbos, are making when it comes to drying your hands, Ayin Sham Tamayu. Avol in nishbach mayim al hashulchan v'kayotze bo. But if there was a spill, the water spilled on the table or something similar, l'kuli alma osur l'kancho. According to everyone, it's also to wipe it up. It beget shemakbet alav. With a garment that you makbet that it shouldn't have water, you can't wipe it up. Imhu mayim merubim, if it's a lot of water, shema yavol deschita. So they're lenient when it comes to drying your hands. When you're drying your hands, normally there's not so much water. We're not worried it's going to come to schita. But if there's a spill, and you're going to use a cloth that you're makbid with, there shouldn't be water in that cloth, so then we're worried, it's mayim merubim, that's going to come to schita. Sevkata nun beis is going on that which the Ramadan told us, since we don't say shriyaso zeu kibuso when it's derech lichluch, therefore, we said it's mutter to dry your hands on a garment where a tinok made meiraglayim in order to mevatel meiraglayim for tefillah. So, what does it mean? Lenagev yadav says the mishabur in the days, meaning shenotel yadav b'mayim. You're not just drying your hands; you're going ahead and you're washing your hands on purpose. Umenagvam b'habeged, having in mind to then go and dry them on the beged so you can mevatel the meiraglayim in the beged so you can daven. Sivkato nungimul meiraglayim. Zakta Mishabura, this heter is dafka by meraglayim. Aval kashiyesh olav tzoya, but if there's tzoya on the garment, osur lahaviro afil aide nigav hayadayim. You can't remove the tzoya even by drying your hands. Because by tzoya, as we'll see, the afal pishu derech lichluch, even though always drying your hands is derech lichluch, but in this case, mikomokum kibusu, you're still laundering the garment. Habeget hoya muluchluch yoser mikodem viatam aviro. Because in this case, when there was tzoa on the garment, it was very, very dirty. And now by drying your hands on it, even though you're drying your hands derech lichluch, because your hands were dirty before, but lamaisa compared to the tzoya, that's considered cleaning, and that's a problem. Which is not the case that if all you're trying to mevatel is the meiraglayim, that's not so miyastik. V'gam sham ein matirin el mishun nekavanoso rak kedei levatlan v'lo lechabes ulelabin habeged. And even when there is meiraglayim there, it's only mutter to dry your hands on it to get the cloth wet in order to mevatel the meiraglayim. But if your kavana in getting the cloth wet is to whiten it or to clean it, that would be aser. Sevkata nundal kedei levatlam is mutter. V'tucha lehespalu levarich. Why do you want to be mevatel the meiraglayim? Because you can't daven when you're next to meiraglayim. So you want to be mevatel, that way you're allowed to daven there. Ukigon sham meiraglayim muatim. We're talking about a case where there's only a small amount of meiraglayim. Kimo shederech atinoch lahotel b'bigodav shemu'utav bo. Like a small child, normally goes meiraglayim in the garment that's covering him. Ve'ein nozel lebeged ha'em ki'im tipas davar muad. So it's talking about the mother has her child on her lap. The child is going meiraglayim in the garment the child is wearing, and a little bit drips through to the mother's garment. So the mother is now washing her hands to dry her hands on the garment. Tivavatul the meiraglayim that's there. But there's only a little bit of meiraglayim that seeped through the child's garment. That's why it's going to be mutter. V'sagile levatlo b'kinuach yadayim. That's why it's enough to mevatel it with simply drying your hands. You'll get enough water to mevatel it, as we'll see shortly. V'ayin le'el b'simen ayin zayin b'mishaburis of katan zayin. Now, if you look at note number 50, he's masbir this a little bit more. Shom kosa b'shem ha'chacham tzvi. There the mishabur brought down the shem ha'chacham tzvi. Sha'af shebederach klal tzorich loseis revias mayim letoch meiraglayim kidei she mutter lomar dover shebekdusha. Even though we learned earlier way back in Chelak Aleph that in general you have to place a revias of water in the meiraglayim in order to mevatel it, that you could say dvorin shebekdusha there. Mikom makom im meiraglayim pechusa meirevias, if the meiraglayim is so little that the meiraglayim itself is less than a revias, dai im yitein mayim b'shir ha'godol m'shir ha'meiraglayim. So if there is meiraglayim less than a revias, so then as long as you have more water than meiraglayim, that's enough to be mevatelit. The afludas asovrim shebecholof and tzarech lahatel revias mayim kedei lahatel as meiraglayim. And even according to the shita that says you always need a revias to mevatel the meiraglayim, the Beralocha writes over there, shekolze einu eloke shehetel as meiraglayim b'mokom echad. That's only if the meiraglayim all went into one place, then there are those who hold you need a full revias. Avol emhitel miktsosem b'mokom echad, miktsosem b'mokom achir, but if it's spread around, ein tzaruch revias mayim kedei levatlam, then you don't need a revias mayim. Eladai litein mayim b'shir ha'godol m'shir meiraglayim. You only need to have more water than the meiraglayim. So therefore, in this case, when there's a little bit of meiraglayim on the garment of the mother, it's enough just to dry your hands to mevatel it. And then he ends off the note with a very important thing, the meiraglayim beluin bekarko bebeged. If the meiraglayim is absorbed in the ground or in a garment, so there's no actual meiraglayim liquid that's over there, it's absorbed in already. So we learned earlier, shelachol hadeos, according to everyone, dai im yitin aleim ma'at mina ma'at mayim. All you need is a very small amount of water to mevatel the meiraglayim that was already absorbed. V'lochein, and therefore in our case, lagabe beged shehitel bo atinok meiraglayim, in the beged that the child was matel the meiraglayim, and it went through a little bit to the mother's garment, dai b'meshet tekaneach bo ha'im es yadeach kedei levatlam. So certainly over here, there's a drop of meiraglayim, it's absorbed in the garment, all you need is a little bit of water. So even though normally you need a revias, in this case you don't need a revias, so she can wash your hands and dry them, and the limited water that goes on is enough to mevato the meiraglayim that it got absorbed. So that's what the Rambam means when he says, lochein mutu l'nagev yada, therefore you can wash your hands in order to dry them on the beged, with a child was matel the meiraglayim, meaning the mother's garment where a little bit of meiraglayim went through, got absorbed. All you need is a little bit of water, kedei levatlam, that is mutter. She'ein ze rak derech lichluch ba'alma, that's only derech lichluch, and it's mutter. The Ramah ended off the sip and said, avol oser litein mayim mamish al ha-meiraglayim kedei levatlam. But like in this case, when the meiraglayim is on a garment, you're allowed to dry your hands on there to get liquid, but you're not allowed to place water mamish. You can't pour water on the garment. That would not be allowed. It says the Mishaburus of Katanun Hei, Vafilu lito yodav aleihem, even to wash your hands over that garment, af dinasim shofchim, even though that water is now becoming dirty water because it's going through your hands, which are dirty, onto the garment, that's still aser. Mikomakom kevan she'ein behem lichluch, since the water doesn't really have any lichluch, there's no lichluch over there, so chazu l'kibus, that water is fit for kibus, so to pour water over, that would be aser. V'af de'ein l'chavein l'chabes, even though your intention is not to launder, rak levato ha'meiraglayim, all you want to do is to mevato the meiraglayim, that's there so you could daven. Mikom makom psik reishahu. That is a psik reish. It's for sure going to happen. Shriyaso zeo kibuso. When you're pouring water on, there for sure we're going to say shriyaso zeo kibuso. V'lochein tov shalolikach tidok becheiko b'shabes imlo al kar. Therefore, it's better not to hold a little child if he doesn't have a diaper on that absorbs the water, the meiraglayim well. Don't hold the child on your lap on Shabbos if there's no pillow separating pen yashtin, because then we have a concern the meiraglayim might get through and you might come to start pouring water on it. That's going to be a problem of kibbutz on Shabbos. V'hinei, l'fi ha-mavur v'sifim elu, according to what we're explaining over here in these sifim, de'beged sheyesh bo lichluch, that a garment that has on it some kind of dirt, l'kuli ama shriyaso zeu kibus, so everyone holds over there, soaking it with water is considered the laundering. Tzarech li'zor, you have to be careful. Shelo lishboch shum mayim l'toch kli, don't pour any water inside a kli, sheshruyim bo begodim l'chapsam. So if you have a kli that you have some dirty garments that are sitting in water to launder them, don't pour any water over it. In losha me mishra olim mikfar lamal al begodim. Unless you know for a fact the water is totally covering the garments, then you can add more water. But if you just throw in water without looking inside, so maybe the garments are halfway into the water, halfway out. By you pouring water on, you're pouring water on soiled garments, and that would be, like we're discussing over here, shriyaso zeu kibuso. So you have to make sure that the water, in fact, is over the level of the garments. It's all fully covered in water already. So then you'll be able to add in water, no problem. Again, imlosha me mishra olam mikfar lamal al begodim, if not that the me mishra, the soaking water is going over the garment already, misaber the mutter, then it's logical to say that it's mutter. The kol shekein she yizar shelo lahato beged lamayim, certainly should be careful for this reason of shriyoso is a kibuso, you should not take a garment and throw it into the water on Shabbos. V'lochein, and therefore, harocheitz tinok, one who is bathing a child, lo yosin bigodav b'mayim, make sure not to place the garments of the child in the water. V'ayin mashe kazan b'aralocha, look in the b'aralocha. Sevkata nunvav, hamiraglayim. So he said, even though you're allowed to dry your hands on the garment to mevatel miraglayim, you can't pour water onto the garment to mevatel miraglayim. V'zokta mishibur nunvav, hamiraglayim sheba beged. You can't pour water to mevatel miraglayim in the garment. Aval sheba'aretz mutter. But obviously, there's miraglayim on the ground. You can't pour water over the ground. The miraglayim to mevatel that on Shabbos, that will be 100% permissible. We will stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow with Sif Yud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.